Radio Prague News.
The removal of munitions from a depot at which explosions occurred could take place from mid-January, says the Interior Minister. Many Czechs are preparing for an unusually long Christmas break. And new temperature records for December 23rd were set at a number of places in the Czech Republic on Tuesday. The removal of munitions from a depot in eastern Moravia where explosions occurred over a two-month period will take place in the middle of January at the earliest. The Minister of the Interior, Milan Chovanec, made the announcement after a meeting of the State Security Council, which he said had taken advice from the police. Some 2,800 tons of munitions will be transported around 200 kilometres from the village of Verbietice to a depot in Kvetná in eastern Bohemia, where the material will be stored temporarily. The rest will be sold. A lawyer for the company that operates the Verbietice depot says it won't be possible to prepare the munitions there for transfer by the suggested date of mid-January. Speaking for the IMEX Group, lawyer Radek Ondruš said the company would be unable to acquire the necessary permits for the international transmission of munitions by then. IMEX Group plans to sell some of the material to buyers outside the Czech Republic. Mr. Ondruš also said the state was refusing to communicate with the firm. The Czech government has approved a plan to establish a central bank account register. The database, which should be launched in January 2016, will include all private and corporate accounts run by Czech banks and credit unions, Finance Minister Andrej Babiš said. The register should allow tax authorities to monitor the length of existence of the accounts in order to curb tax evasion, the finance minister said. He added that the information on account balances won't be included in the register. Many Czechs are preparing for an unusually long Christmas break from work. The combination of state holidays on Wednesday, Thursday and Friday and a regular weekend means a lot of people around the country will enjoy a five-day break, a situation that will not arise again until 2018 and after that until 2025. Czechs celebrate Christmas on the evening of December 24th. New temperature records were set for December 23rd at a number of places in the Czech Republic on Tuesday. In České Budějovice in South Bohemia, a high of 11.9 degrees Celsius was recorded, breaking a record in place for almost five decades, while the warmest place in the country was Pohotelice near Brno, where 13.1 degrees Celsius was also a new record. A police officer is accused of killing one man and injuring another in an off-duty shooting incident in the East Bohemian town of Vysoké Mýto at the weekend has been remanded in custody. The two victims were doormen at a disco in the town. A witness said the officer and two other men had attempted to enter the disco for free, insisting they were taking part in a police operation. A police spokesperson said the officer, who is 42, had been held on remand for fear he could either flee the country or attempt to influence witnesses. The organs of 250 deceased donors have been used in the Czech Republic in 2014, which is a record for 1 year. The figure was announced on Tuesday by the director of the Czech Transplanting Coordinating Centre, Miloš Adamec. The country climbed one place to 14th in the world in terms of this form of organ donation. Mr. Adamec said the rise was partly down to a 2013 change in the law, under which patients who received organs can contribute to the funeral costs of donors. My name is Ian Willoughby, and that's the end of the news.